We're doing Tehillim, we're up to the 42nd chapter, a chapter about hope, a chapter about looking to a brighter future. The following chapter is here to teach us how to pray for the future redemption, how to pray for a better future. The sons of Korach, and we had a long discussion already numerous times, are they literally his sons? Are they his descendants? What do they represent? How come they're always talking about the bright future, about the Mashiach, etc.? Ke'ayal ta'arog alafike mahayim kein nafshi ta'arog eilecha Elohim. Just as the ayal, maybe that's a yubek, as the ayal is oreg, it wails for lack of water, kein nafshi ta'arog eilecha Elohim, so to my soul wails out to you, Hashem, I thirst for the connection with you. Tzame'a nafshi le'elohim le'el chai. My soul yearns, my soul is thirsting le'elohim, to come to the house of Hashem, to connect with Hashem. Le'el chai. When am I going to connect with Hashem, who is living, who is active, who is a part of my life? Matai avo ve'eirae penei Elohim. When can I come and be seen before Hashem? So the simple reading is, we're talking about Aliyah LaRegel. We're talking about during the period of the destruction of the first temple. The deeper meaning, when I come to Davin, is my stress seeing Hashem or being seen by Hashem? When you have a conversation, there are two types of conversations. One is where you want to hear the other person, the other is where you want the other person to hear you. Am I coming to see you, or am I coming because I want you to see me? Am I coming to hear you, or am I coming for you to hear me? When I come to Davin, am I coming to hear Hashem, or am I coming for Hashem to hear me? Matay avo ve'eira'e pnei Elohim, when will I be seen? When I stand at davening, I feel like Hashem is seeing me better. The truth is, I'm also seeing Hashem better, if depending on what my davening is like. Well, it might be two parts. They could be two components of one thing. It depends on a person's level. Most people are on the level where this is what they're doing.
They want Hashem to see them.
Yeah. But David HaMelech described both sides of the coin. He says, Sama nafshi le'elokim, I thirst for you, and I also want matay avo ve'eirae, I want to be seen by you. And if you think about it, in a relationship, so then you do want both. I want to see you, and I want you to see me. One of the chinuch points which parents have to teach their kids is to say, good morning. It's good to see you. How was your day? Because if you don't stand on that, then when you walk through the door, you become the teller. Abba, I need money for the trip tomorrow. Abba, my friend picked on me. Abba, could you peel me an orange? Depending on the age of the kid, you become the servant. Now, it's fine for you to be the servant, but the child has to learn that there's a duality in this relationship, and they have to be able to express the other parts. So if you're going to be sarcastic and tell the kid, didn't you miss me? Yeah. Didn't you want to see me? Yeah. Now, can you peel me the orange? You didn't get anywhere. But if you tell him, no, don't talk to me. When I walk through the door, I expect you to say, hi, Abba, how was your day? It's good to see you, Abba. You stand on that, so then with time, the child will start understanding, okay, there's a way to communicate, and I also have to communicate my affection. I had this fight with one of the kids after my wife gave birth, and we were by my in-laws. So That's not the place you want to have a fight with a kid, but it reached a head where I felt I can't let the kid keep getting away with this. It was interesting. They sided with me afterwards. I didn't know if they'd side with me or not. You know, when people reach the grandparent stage, suddenly they're much softer. So you never know how they're going to view it. But it's an important point in chinuch.
What? What is the fight?
The fight is to demand of a child to be to express positively, I'm happy to see you. Good morning, Abba. He doesn't have to say, I'm happy to see you. He has to say, good morning. He can't walk out of his room and start making requests. There's a basic element. He walks in from school. He can't walk in and start asking you, making demands of you. There has to be a certain basic mutual respect. Now I have an interesting question for you. I just discovered this is a wrong bookmark. We happen to be... It sounded like something we learned already, only a year ago. We happen to be 15 chapters ahead, 17 chapters ahead. Do you want to finish this chapter?
We didn't notice.
I see you didn't notice. Do you want to skip the Perek Nun Tes?
Might as well finish what we're still learning.
Okay. That's why I'm asking. Haitale dimati lechem yomam valaila. My tears were like my bread, like my meal, day and night. Multiple levels of understanding. One is that King David says, my food was always salty with my tears because I was crying nonstop. The nations torment me and they say, where's your God now? If you really believe you're right, where is God now? All those years until 67, that was the prime claim of the Christian church. You see, they're not the chosen people. You see, they don't have Israel. You see, and then we got Israel. So they said, you see, they don't have Bethlehem. You see, they don't have Jerusalem. That's why they so want Jerusalem to be an international city. They want us to give away Jericho, because that was their claim all those years. And then when 67 happened, you had silence in the church. They didn't know what to say. So, the sons of Korach prophesied, the nations torment me all day, where is your God? The deeper understanding, my tears were my food day and night. Sometimes when a person cries, that causes him to lose his appetite. So my crying was my bread, is another way of saying that my crying satiated me. I didn't have an appetite anymore, day and night. As I was tormented by the nations, as they said, where's your God now? There's a famous picture, used to be hanging in Dagan's office, of a Nazi standing over an old man beating him. And they say that the Nazi was telling him, do you still believe you're the chosen people now? Eile eskira veshpecha alai nafshi. The following, Eila, what we're about to say, I remember. And then, ve'eshpecha alai nafshi. And because of what I'm about to mention, my soul pours out. It's as though I want to die. That's the idea of eshpecha alai nafshi. Ki e'evo basach edadein. Ad Beit Elohim. And when I remember, what I remember is how I passed Jerusalem three times a year, and I'd go with ki evo basach. I would cover the young animals I'd bring up. I'd cover them up. I'd wrap them edadim ad Beit Elohim. I'd wobble them along to the house of Hashem. There would be great jubilation and celebration as everyone was celebrating in the three regalim. When I remember that, I feel like dying. When I remember how good things were. Nafshi vatehemi alai. David the Melech says to his soul, why are you so bent over? Why are you so distraught? Vatehemi alai. Why is it that you weep to me? Hochili le'elohim ki od odenu yeshuot panav. Ask Hashem, and He still has a salvation to bring us. You see Pasuk Vav? Now, skip forward to Pasuk Yudbet. This same Pasuk is going to be the concluding verse of this chapter. David HaMelech tells his soul a second time, what are you so bent over for? What are you so distraught for? Why are you crying to me? Turn to Hashem, He still has salvation, He's still going to save you. Elohai alai nafshi tishtochach. And so David HaMelech fulfills that. He turns and he says, God, my soul is bent over. Al kein eskocha me'eretz yaldein. David HaMelech says, I remember the good, and so I'm so distraught. I remember how Hashem, we used to come to the temple all the way out from the Jordan Valley. And I remember how we'd come from the Chelmonim, from Hal Mitzal, the mountains that were on the border of Israel. From all distances, we'd come up to the temple. Tehom el tehom kore lekol tzinorehecha. And now there's so many troubles. It's as though each one's calling the other one, come, let's bug David, or come, let's bug the Jewish people. Kol mishbarecha vigalecha alai avaru. I'm suffering as though you have all the waters funneling in to pour down over my head. And kol mishbarecha, the suffering that I have is like all the waves are all pounding down on me. So David HaMelech is using metaphoric terms. Mishbarecha and galecha are two terms, two types of waves. David HaMelech says, all the waves you have, Hashem, they all went through me. It's as though all the troubles you had to bring on the world came down on me. Yomam yitzave Adonai chaslo. In the earlier days, when I went to the Beit HaMikdash, so then by daytime Hashem would shine His kindness on me, uvalayla shiro imi, and at night I'd have Hashem's song with me, tefilah le'el chayai. I'd daven to Hashem, who was the source of my life, who protected my life. Omera le'el sal'i, lama shechachtani. And so when I remember this, I turn to Hashem and I say, I know you're my strength, but how come you've forgotten me? Lama koder eilech belachatz oyev. Why am I walking in darkness? Why am I walking oppressed by the enemy? Koder, what does koder mean in darkness? Koder is like kedar. Kedar is a pot. They used to put their pots directly on the coals in the fire. So the pots were always black. So the word koder, a kedera, is a pot. Koder means like burning, which also means totally blackened, because that's the way they used to heat up their pots, by putting them in the coals. So that's lama koder elech. Why will I go all burning and darkened like a pot? That's the play on words. Belachat oyev, oppressed by the enemy. Bereitzach. My enemies curse me, and it's as though they've murdered me to the bone. The with murder, be'atzmotai. It's as though they've murdered me, they've pierced me with their swords to the bone. How? Cherefuni tzorerai, when my enemies curse me. When they tell me all day, they torment me, where's your God now? And that, says David HaMelech, that's as though they put a sword through my bones. So that again is the recurring theme in the chapter. David says, the prime heart, not David, the sons of Korach say, The prime hardship is the way the enemy torments us and says, where's your God now? And David and the sons of Korach conclude the chapter with the same idea. Matish tochachi nafshi umatemi alai. And he turns to his soul again and says, why are you so distraught over me? Hochili le'elohim. Turn your hope towards Hashem. Ki od odehenu. Because he still has Yeshuot panai ve'elohai. Because he still has salvation. He's the one that's going to bring the salvation. He's still my God. And even though we're out in exile, he's the one we should hope for. So that's the theme of the chapter, to maintain hope, to realize that Hashem is still going to help us.
Where do we read that somewhere, that Marty Sophie?